The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the College for Creative Studies in downtown beautiful Detroit, Michigan, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah,
first I can week. Tell by the shininess of your shirt that you're back in session.
It's the varnish I was spraying in the spray booth this morning, so...
I think I was going to say something about how things were going, but I already know really what the answer is, or at least indirectly.
I am not ready. Never ready. This year's worse, so I'll make it.
Okay.
I'll make it.
Cool. I just remember you kind of like a little bit making fun of us, the fact we had been around for 2 weeks, and you're like, ha, 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 you had to start early. And
I don't want to.
So it all comes around.
I don't want to.
It all comes around, yeah. Hopefully our listeners.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I heard a chuckle from Professor Roy Finkenbein of the Department of History. How are you doing, Roy?
I'm doing well, and I want to give Dave kudos for showing up last Friday night to the what was meant to be the premiere of a play based on my research at the Wright Museum.
Oh,
unfortunately, yeah. DTE took out a four-block area, and so after an hour with no power, we all went home.
Oh, that's so sad.
But it went horrible. Well Saturday night.
Well, the thing was, good. I felt bad because they also had the spread of food, and I couldn't even get to it by the time they tossed us all out.
Oh, my gosh.
Dave was there for the reception.
Actually,
he didn't
no,
have
I didn't
brief,
get to it.
Brief at least fleeting thoughts about how can we pack this... Go up the road to CCS and perform it there.
Oh, my gosh.
We had power.
So is it okay to ask you, Roy, about like getting back in the saddle? I don't remember. Did you teach when you were interim dean? Or
I did teach. I taught my 1 week intensive every summer.
Oh, that's right.
And then I usually taught a night class, once a week night class each fall.
But you're back to full strength.
Well, I'm back to sabbatical strength.
Oh, okay.
Although Mark is our new dean. I got a long email from him today with... About 5 questions, so...
5 big-time questions?
I did have 1 meeting this week, actually. It was... they decided to start planning early for Black History Month.
So. Oh, well, let's do it. That's great. Fantastic. Dan, is your calendar open to February 2014 yet?
Oh, yeah, are you kidding? Yes.
I said something the other day about the fact that I needed to look at April, and I guess Good Friday is the Friday of Dead Week again, which is always a little bit of a funky little thing, like right before finals.
Easter's
you know?
At the end of April.
Yeah,
again?
So the holiday before. But we've got this bumper Monday now, and it's crazy, and I think it was Jane in the main office kind of fake smacked me on the side of the head, like, don't talk about April. It's September.
We won't talk about the irony of Easter being at the end of Dead Week.
Yeah, anyway. that's a different story. Different story. How are things going, Dan?
Good, actually. I'm very busy.
Oh, good. It is the fall.
So I'm swamped.
Which
is good. I enjoy that.
That's great.
And we're slowly getting ready for curling season.
Big deal.
So I'm excited.
Big deal. Speaking of curling, but not really, Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy. Professor, how are you doing?
Clearly, the segue
she
there
that is.
Well,
what?
I was going to like glance over your hair. Wait, she doesn't really have curly hair. Okay, move on from that analogy.
So you're talking about philosophy in class this
I always
week
talk
or this
about
morning
philosophy.
Or something. Professor Mayo was talking about knowledge.
Professor?
Imagine that.
No.
That's like the dumbing down of the UDM tagline. We're one step away from just things, exclamation point, right?
You don't have knowledge without learners, right? You have to have... It was that.
I was talking about epistemology. I think that it's reasonable. And metacognition. I just at least throw the buzzwords out there, see if they stick.
They're now, because we just finished our summary discussion of epistemology.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
All,
wonderful. Well, that meshed very well for both of us.
Actually, based on what's been happening at MSU lately, I'm a little worried about going off on an anti-GOP rant in a future class.
I'm a little bit worried about going off on anything. I think that I was complaining about fabric softener the other day, and I thought about Michigan State.
There must have been more to that story than...
I believe sure there had to have been. Because the other thing is the phone video is all like, Charlie Brown. I'm like, what am I getting out of this besides seeing a man gesticulating? So
I gave the Iraq War as an example of the terrible things that people with power can do when they don't know what they're talking about, when they can't back up their claims to knowledge.
And apparently now the entire world believes that.
Yeah.
It only took them 10 years.
Yeah, it took a decade.
Well, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Please don't take 10 years to send your questions. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Even though I'm almost certain you, the listener, are listening to us on a date other than what today is, we welcome you to our Friday the 13th show. I was hoping Michael would have something queued up for like a lightning blast there.
Tubular bells or something like that.
Yeah,
picture professors beyond sight and sound.
We have a comment from a listener in Newton, Massachusetts. I'm glad to hear your new season. I've been listening since the early 60s.
No way.
Great show, but...
Before I was born.
You have too many profs on your show. Three and the MC would be enough. Name redacted.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, thanks.
We'll take that under advisement.
Okay.
We'll just let that point stand,
and,
as a professor of mine used to say.
We're going to talk about it, you know? That's the way the world works. We have some wonderful questions we had gotten into.
Did this
from...
person send any questions in?
No, that was their comment.
Oh, well, but no!
We don't just accept comments. We need questions.
Yeah, we want cash.
Don't you
we
remember the cash. One guy that wrote in asking how to hang a TV in his RV?
That's yeah, right. You know.
We've
did,
had
we,
worse.
Did we ever get back
and
with
you
him?
And Jeff no. were like trying to figure this out.
No, I remember I drew it out here.
Oh, yeah. You were
I
like,
was figuring out, out drawing how to do it, but then...
I thought it was admirable that we took the question seriously because I believe the asker was doing the same.
Great. Next week we'll be doing like cooking tips or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Lord, who knows what's coming next?
I would be more successful at that.
You remember we had some questions from Alan Ira from Woodland Hills, California, who was asking us questions about wrestling. And we are going to take a few more of those
as
here.
As in WWE or?
No, just in general.
Okay. Because, you know, the Olympics is letting go of...
No, it's coming back.
Oh, they're going to... They're
bringing
gonna,
it back.
This I mean,
year,
I thought it was
year,
ironic since wasn't the marathon and wrestling
the
what the original Olympics was
exactly.
all about?
I heard still they're anxious to see if they bring back baseball for when they're down in South America.
They are.
They better.
I heard they were bringing it back maybe just as a, what is it?
A demonstration
expo
sport?
Expo or at least, or demonstration
at
sport?
At least. People in South America love soccer, but they
you
don't
know what my opinion
baseball.
On this is? Get rid of the trampoline and get rid of the rhythmic gymnastics. Make some room.
Swimming. What about judo?
Baseball been very, very
judo,
good to
well,
me.
Judo's
what's wrong with judo?
I would consider that a
I'm trying to think of other sports.
Well, it always gets into that, that discussion
cool.
about what sport wants competition, too. You know, like in baseball, I beat you 6-5. It's set in stone. It's not like the Russian judge doesn't like me, you know.
Well, it's a philosophical question, right?
It absolutely yes. is. Absolutely.
Not one that I have any interest in, but it is a philosophical question.
Lady and gentlemen, name the style of wrestling in which the competitors may not touch the opponent below the waist. In other words, grappling is done using the upper body only.
Greco-Roman.
Greco-Roman. You guys
or touchy-feely if you really want to.
That's what my cats look like whenever
touchy-feely.
They're playing with each other.
Touchy-feely. We like to think of it as first base.
Oh, my God.
They look like little Greco-Roman wrestlers. I'm not kidding.
Like Amy Farrah Fowler. You know, you get to second base. I'm telling you, it's right there.
One of these four famous American politicians was a champion wrestler for his undergraduate. Was it Chris Christie, Paul Wellstone, Gerald Ford, or Tip O'Neill?
Tip O'Neill.
It's a great Chris question. Christie. It wasn't Tip O'Neill.
I say it's Chris Christie. He's got the
it
build
wasn't
for
Chris
it.
Christie.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask what weight class
Paul Wellstone.
Was
oh, it wasn't Ford.
Wrestling for the University of North Carolina. Where's Jim Tubbs when you need him? Wellstone went undefeated 2 years and won the ACC championship.
Oh, wow.
Ford played football for the University
yeah, Ford,
of Michigan, didn't he?
Yeah, but Ford played football.
With a leather helmet.
Wellstone, I don't know.
Wasn't
I think
Paul
of a certain
Wellstone,
thing.
Was he the one that was killed?
In the plane crash. He was the Minnesota senator.
He was like Mr. Liberal.
Yeah, he was the poster child, basically. Yeah, absolutely. In which museum is the ancient Roman marble sculpture, The Wrestlers, exhibited? Then you could give me a city. That would work, too.
The Louvre?
Well,
is it in the Louvre?
Or New York.
It's not in New York. It's not in America.
So it's in Europe.
It's in Europe, yes.
London.
The Tate?
It's
Rome?
Not London. No. Narrow it down to Florence? A boot-shaped country. It is in Florence.
Italy?
Yes. Do you remember the name of the museum there?
No.
Oh,
no.
Anybody read their Dan Brown lately?
Yeah, but...
But that's not mentioned. It's the Uffizi.
Oh, yeah.
The Uffizi in Florence, Italy. And I'm giving it to you because you said Florence. That was pretty good. I'm just thinking, you know, I read the more recent Dan Brown book, and he's returned to a little bit of his form. He's basically just a glorified art historian, and that's
Inferno, yeah, I read Inferno's, that.
It's cute.
It to Dave, loaned it to Heather.
It's like eating a cheeseburger, you know. It's, oh, that tasted good for 5 seconds.
Not too good for you.
Yeah, not too good for you, but, you know. Name the legendary American grappler and coach who won the gold medal in the 1972 Olympics, quote, without surrendering a point to any of his opponents, unquote. The greatest American wrestler of all time, or at least considered by many to be.
Like a Matuzak or Matezak or something like
nope.
that?
Nope. Initials DG.
Dan somebody.
Yeah, it's Dan somebody.
Dan Gilbert?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Before he started wrestling with
Dan Gillette.
Dan Green?
His name was Dan Gabel.
Never heard of him.
The greatest American wrestler of all time.
I was going to go George the Animal Steel, but that wasn't going to fly.
I was going to go Hulk Hogan or something. what can I say? What is the sports injury that wrestlers commonly suffer from? According to Wikipedia, some wrestlers wear this injury as a badge of honor.
The ear.
Cauliflower ears.
I couldn't remember what vegetable it was.
Yep. So caused by the ear being rubbed or hit.
Tomato nose.
Tomato nose.
The citation given here is medicinenet.com/cauliflower_ear.
Rhubarb tongue or something like that. I mean, I don't remember.
Guys have been doing great. I mean, the only thing I can call you on is one, and we only have one question left, so here we go. What's the name of the wrestling technique where the wrestler on the bottom rolls on their shoulders to escape or reverse positions with the opponent? Hint, this technique was named after a high school in Norfolk, Virginia. I know what they're speaking of, but I've never heard this referred to.
I mean, I can remember doing it.
It's called the blank roll because of the name of the high school that's involved.
Tuck and roll?
Nope. It's the name.
I don't know.
Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
I'm not jumping out of a car.
Named after Tuck in high school.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really trying to think of something that...
Like Wilson High School, the Wilson and Roll.
Yeah, something like
that. Lobster.
It's the Granby
roll. Yeah, the lobster roll.
The Granby roll.
Granby roll, yes.
I like the lobster roll myself.
Sorry, I don't.
I thought learning wrestling in gym was fun when I was in elementary school.
Sure.
I liked it.
Or in the back of a car.
Probably because I was good at it.
Oh my gosh! You know,
no, that took
Professor
place
Chow
later.
Is a little randy today.
Well, the only thing I could say, having taken a, because I was of the era when there were still PE requirements when you went to college.
Oh yeah, sure.
And so I took a semester-long wrestling class.
Nice.
And
what's your record?
I don't remember what my record is, but the only problem was I do remember some skin diseases going through the group.
Oh,
ew.
It had nothing to do with cauliflower, did it?
No, it or had rhubarb. Nothing to do with cauliflower.
That's fantastic.
Gross.
I guess I don't know what I would have done. I had freshman year in high school, and then I basically have never looked back. Walking down from my floor to the bottom floor to go to the copier is the PE class that I took in college. You know, that's just about it.
Wow. And the Ditto machine, right?
Oh, sure, the Ditto machine. I still remember that smell.
I had a semester of bowling taught by a grad assistant who actually assigned a book. And then gave
bowling?
Us a final exam. I got a B
because
there were questions, ironically, in the history of bowling that I didn't pay attention to because I didn't think they were significant to the class. But
you guys think about bowling. We're going to take a break. And we are back. We've got a new set of questions here from an old friend. It's so hideously hot here, professors. At the moment, I can't seem to fall asleep. So rather than stew and complain about the muggy weather and insomnia, I've taken to writing up a handful of 15 questions for inclusion in your show. Warmer than warm greetings from yours truly, Frank Burrows of Valencia, California.
Hey, Frank!
Now, it was a room here, too, so I don't want to hear
He's writing these on the 16th of July, so it must have been very hot, although I'm guessing the last week was pretty hot down there, too.
But it's cool here now?
Yes, it is. I believe fall has arrived.
It is chilly.
Yes.
And I like it.
I
love it.
Yeah, I actually love it too. I'm sorry. That's just the way I'm put together.
The colder, the better.
These last couple days have been brutal. Yes.
So when you walk down to the copier, you don't break out into a sweat.
I tell the students every year, and the chuckles get less and less. Like, they just don't get my humor. But I'm like, sweating is my least favorite hobby. But I've been sweating almost just through everything. It's just, I hate that feeling so much. Ugh. Anywho, I think we're all over the map here. Fun.
I don't like being sticky.
Well, women don't sweat anyway. They glow. So that's what my grandmother told me.
It's not sweat, it's liquid awesome.
Liquid awesome.
According to Australians, what is it? Horses sweat, men perspire, and women glow.
Oh, okay.
They haven't met me.
Who are the Arizona senators that preceded and succeeded Barry Goldwater prior to his retirement in 1987?
McCain?
John Rhodes? McCain
was the one who came after, right? Who preceded Barry Goldwater?
Oh, preceded.
I don't know.
Initials C.H.
Clarence?
Not Clarence.
Chuck?
Chuck
Charles?
Not Chuck. Not Charles. It is a one-syllable name.
Cliff? What's wrong?
That's a good guess if it's a one-syllable C name. That's a good
name. First name, Carl?
Casimir?
that would be a little more than
Casimir. Yes.
Casimir.
His first name is Carl. Does that help? Last name, H.? Trying to think of someone at UDM that has this, but I don't think so. Oh, okay. So what were the cubes that we were sitting on when we ate lunch after Celebrate Spirit made
uncomfortable?
Of?
Uncomfortable? Ice?
They were not made of ice. Oh. They were not made of uncomfortable. Did anybody go to lunch yesterday?
No.
No.
His name is Carl Hayden. I was going for the hay bales that we were all sitting on for Celebrate Spirit. Sorry.
His last name was Hay Bale?
Hayden.
Oh, Hayden. What an odd name.
Dan is in a Randy mood too, damn it.
I've been trapped inside all week. Are you kidding? I'm glad I'm out.
I bet.
This is what you get on Friday from me.
What is rocker Saul Hudson's better known stage name?
Saul?
Better Call Saul.
Well, Ted Nugent.
Gene Simmons?
Nope. He just has a one word name, like Madonna. Like Sting.
Slash?
Not Slash. Oh, okay. Guns N' Roses. That's Saul Hudson.
Saul? Absolutely. He doesn't look like a Saul.
He doesn't look like a Saul, does he? No, King he Saul.
Of course, that's scary.
I'm sorry. What are the top five television manufacturers in the world? These are the company names.
Sony.
Sony is one of them. That's Panasonic. Number three. Panasonic's number Samsung. Four. Samsung is number one.
LG.
GE.
LG is number LG. Two.
Philips.
Nope.
Westinghouse.
Nope.
What else?
Nope.
What's that one?
If your knife's not working, you would probably sharp. Make it sharp. Yes.
Don't. Right. So is LG a brand new company?
Or been around for a while.
It's been around for a few years.
They made fridges first, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So did they just come out of nowhere, or they just spun off from another well-known company?
Did they buy somebody?
I wonder.
They could have bought somebody. They're also the pioneers for the OLED technology. I just got introduced to this in Consumer Reports this month. Seriously, just check it out on the internet when you got 5 minutes. When you see the next generation of TVs, it's so sharp that you feel like you could just reach out and grab it out of the screen.
Well, they were saying was the NFL was actually concerned about people attending because they don't want to attend games anymore.
Exactly.
Why not watch it at home?
Yep.
It's just as crisp.
It's a classic market free fall after the first generation. So these TVs are like $14,000, but 3 years from now they'll be under $1,000 and people will have them. You know,
I'm not
so.
That's how capitalism is supposed to work.
I won my last one, and I'm hoping to win my next one.
Well, a great example of that is when I was a little kid, I remember going with my father to an office supply store to buy the little handheld calculators that were out. $60.
Oh, the red LEDs?
$60 in the 1960s. And now those,
You get one of the tanky
games. $5.99, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A buck. You can get an app on this and pretty much have everything you want.
The first thing I saw was that you were holding your glasses, and I thought maybe you had Google Glass or something.
Yes, I don't. It's reading.
He will.
Which Catholic saint is typically depicted in art and literature as being tied to a tree and shot with arrows? Very classic.
Saint
Targetus.
Cupid?
Saint Bullseye. Saint Cupid?
Saint
Barbecue.
Saint Cupidus?
Okay, so this is the best clue I can give you.
What is he a saint of?
He is the saint. I was going to give you. We used to be able to not necessarily dress up for Halloween, but we dressed up for All Saints Day, and inevitably people would come in a sports jersey and sweatpants and say, I'm Saint Blah, because he's the patron of athletes.
Oh, I thought you say bad apparel.
I'm surprised you guys don't know this one. It's sort of iconic.
Nope.
It was Saint Sebastian was the patron saint of athletes.
Yep. Well, keep in mind, till I moved here, I didn't know about Saint Joseph being buried upside down in your backyard either.
Yeah, so, okay, all right, that's all right. That's all right.
There's certain Catholic insider information.
Comerica Park is home to the Tigers in Detroit, but Comerica also sponsored the building of a theater in what city? It's not Detroit.
Dallas?
Well, is it like a Branson, Missouri?
Not Dallas, not theater. Branson. Oh,
somewhere theater. In Ohio?
Southwest.
Oh.
Vegas?
Not Vegas.
Arizona?
Not Albuquerque, but
Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona has the Comerica Theater. What are they doing with our money? Seriously. In the 1996 show finale of the TV show The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what other famous television family came by and bought the Banks family mansion?
The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons did, absolutely.
Really? They were moving on up.
They were moving on up even further.
That was, that was not the show when Donald Trump showed up and tried to buy it. Remember that one?
Oh, my gosh.
Like he tried to buy university.
I did watch that show growing up. I definitely will admit that, but I don't know. I don't know when I look back on it.
What were we thinking?
What were we thinking?
How
did Portland Cement get its name?
From where the cement came from?
Yeah, was made?
Nope. It resembled something, actually, that had to do with the word Portland.
The city?
As an Italian, I am bound to know the history of concrete. Very stereotypical. Well, but that's what my grandfather did.
Somebody named
whole life,
Portland was buried in it.
Has nothing to do with Portland in
America. Or the mafia, right?
It doesn't have anything to do with my Portland.
No, it does not. It does not.
Or the main Portland.
Right.
The real Portland.
Right. It resembled the crumbled limestone that was quarried from the English island of Portland, which is where Portland gets its name. Mm. So another strike, perhaps.
Did not know that.
Oops. Getting difficult.
Good questions.
Yeah, these are good questions.
They're too hard.
What is the brand of coffee that was originally sold by the grocery chain A&P?
8 o'clock.
That's right. Absolutely.
It was in the red bag.
Yes.
And they actually used to put the grinder at the end of the belt. Very bizarre.
And what was the significance at 8 o'clock? Because you're probably late if you haven't left for work by then.
No, but I think you're 8 a.m. or p.m.
Though. Yeah.
You're applying a 2013 sensibility, I think, to a 1950 problem sort of thing.
Yeah, but was it 8 o'clock a.m.? It would make sense.
The kids are off to school, and that's when all the housewives come over.
I think it's a Carol
Irish coffee.
Irish coffee.
The Irish coffee.
People who don't work get to sit home and drink coffee all day.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Housewives work. If you're raising children, working.
I didn't say they did.
Carol Brady's on a TV show. She didn't have to do anything. She just sat there and drank 27 cups of coffee.
Well, she had Alice. Most women don't.
That is true.
If you're raising children, you're doing work. Sorry.
Yes, you are doing work according to physics. Absolutely.
And then you're accompanying them to job interviews and meetings with professors and all this stuff.
That's true. Don't forget. Yeah, mom's got to bring the kids in.
Just may not work outside the home.
Right. What U.S. president joined the Know Nothing movement after he was president?
We know a few during.
Ronald Reagan.
It was not Reagan.
No, this is
George Bush for sure.
Millard Fillmore.
It was Fillmore, yeah. Is a nice side thing. I've just always remembered this sort of thing, but... What were the Know-Nothings all about, Roy?
The Know-Nothings were a nativist party, anti-immigrant party.
Exactly, and, but specifically versing the... I'm just thinking of the
they didn't
parody
like,
of the Ohio State
They didn't like the Irish,
here.
One thing.
They hated Catholics.
Okay, the Know-Nothings. Right. How is no? K-N-O-W?
Or, K-N-O-W.
And, okay.
Because they weren't... They also were... They operated like a very secretive fraternal organization. So if you were asked about anything about the organization, you're supposed to do the Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing.
Okay.
Yep. One of the oldest parodies of the Ohio State fight song is I Hate Ohio State. They're a Know Nothing Party school. That's one of the original. Yeah. So you can stick that in your pipe and smoke it. In what North American city were Harlequin Books founded?
Hmm.
This is on the North American. It's not actually the United States.
Oh, so
wait
Canada.
A minute.
Toronto?
Wasn't Toronto.
Ottawa?
Nope.
Ontario. Alberta. Somewhere in Ontario.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
Winnipeg.
Jets. It was Winnipeg. Can you guess the year? This is sort of surprising to me.
1949
is what it says here.
I was in the right century.
Yep.
Wow.
I wasn't even in the right century.
What was Al Capone's middle name?
was Alphonse.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Winnie.
Was it did it go with a D?
Was it like Hazel or something? No, I actually started with the letter G.
Giovanni? Glenn? Gould?
Same name as a extremely famous, how shall I put this?
George?
One of the soldiers of God?
Gabriel?
Mm-hmm, it was Gabriel, absolutely. Oh. Alphonse Gabriel Capone. Wow, that's pretty hardcore if you think about it. Where is the University of Cambridge located?
I'll take a stab.
Cambridge?
In England?
That is what it says here. Cambridge, England.
I've actually been there. It's beautiful.
Well, yes, we'd like more questions like that.
Yes, have I.
Yeah,
it feels like a real university. Watching all the students punting on the blue string is very cool.
Well, I'm not saying nothing. I come here, there's a bell tower. I mean, we don't have any of that in my campus. Yeah,
doesn't somebody have like a plastic clock that beeps every once in a while?
No.
Really?
No. I'm so surprised. We're lucky to have clocks.
Why? Is this like a casino and they don't want you to know how
pretty
long
much.
You're working?
Well, none of ours at UDM say the same time.
That is also true. And it turns a sickly green and a pinky go-go mixed berry pink during the holidays. Remember last year?
What?
Nobody caught this because they usually, no one comes in when I come in. They had different colored lights on the clock tower for the holidays. I believe the sentiment was bright red and green. It came out sickly like zombie green and that color of red pink. And I'm like, what's going on? And I took a picture and tweeted it to my students, and they thought it was hilarious. But no one had ever seen it because they never were up before the sun. Oh, well.
Wow.
Anywho, look for it this year. It's coming again, I guarantee. What famous Star Wars actor had his first acting job as a Minotaur in the 1976 Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger?
Harrison Ford?
Wasn't Harrison Ford.
Mark Hamill?
Minotaur.
Well, Ben, whoever plays Chewbacca?
Yeah, Peter it was Mayhew. Whoever played Chewbacca. Peter Mayhew. Yeah, he was a big dude.
Yeah. I think his family's trying to get his knees operated on or something. He can't walk right about now.
Oh, jeez.
So it's kind of sad.
Guy. Oh, dear.
How old do you think he is?
He's 60-something.
In Chewbacca years or in human
years? In Wookiee
years.
Wookiee years.
I met him years ago in San Diego.
My brother can do it pretty good, though.
Nicest guy in the world.
E.M. Stewart came up with this architectural feature in Hollywood. In 1953. What are we talking about?
Foreshortening?
Nope.
Oh, it's an architectural feature.
An architectural feature. In Hollywood. 1953. There are so many entries into it, it's kind of losing meaning.
It's not the Walk of Stars.
The Walk of Fame. Yes, the Stars of Fame. Yep, okay. That's exactly right.
That's considered an architectural feature.
Who's the only star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to have a star in all five of the major categories? Motion picture, broadcast TV, music, radio, and theater.
Saved by the Bell.
All right, I guess we'll figure it out later. It was Gene Autry, by the way. We're going to have to say goodbye now.
And
Professor
ownership
Charles.
Of the baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Six that's
it. Bye.
Yeah.
Ciao. Oh.
Later.
Now these words.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Prof is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.